be ready for any weather conditions. So it could be cool and wet conditions. If that's the case, you're going to have a threat of Pythium, and Pythium is one of those diseases that can reduce your stands early in the season. If it's warm and wet, you have a risk of Phytophthora, and that's also a disease that can kill your soybeans, reduce your stands, and reduce yield as well. But if you're on the other side of the coin, we often get the question of, do you need a seed treatment if it's hot and dry? And there's actually hot and dry diseases too, and the primary one being a disease called Rhizoctonia can limit your root mass. If it gets bad enough, it can also limit your stand establishment. It can basically girdle the stems off, and you have pretty poor vigor of those plants as well. They just grow really slowly. There's also a disease called Fusarium that thrives in those dry, hot conditions as well.